B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Let's talk about a drunk guy. All right, he claimed, this very drunk man claimed that he was shot in the buttocks, but there was no injury to his buttocks that were found.
Well, that tends to ruin a story.
It was in Poughkeepsie around 2:30 a.m. on Sunday.
I thought I was shot in the butt.
911 received a call reporting a person shot. The caller reported the shooting happened just after 2. Responding officers found a highly intoxicated 35-year-old Bronx man who told people that he was walking when suddenly realized he was shot in the butt, fell, and struck his head.
Little bastard shot me in the ass.
The victim was transported to a hospital where he was treated for his injuries. And after x-rays, it was determined no bullet was inside the victim's buttocks.
Huh.
Medical personnel were unable to say if the victim was shot or if he suffered some other type of injury to his butt. An examination of the victim's pants found there was no hole to indicate a bullet had passed through the victim's pants. When asked about the apparent inconsistency, the victim said, "I didn't pull a gun."
And
then became uncooperative.
Thank you, sir.
Witnesses in the area were also
leaving the Tilted Hilton.
Witnesses in the area were also intoxicated and could not provide information to assist the investigation. So the incident remains under.
Yes, sir. Bit me directly in the buttocks.
Investigation. Officers arrested a 36-year-old man who was allegedly firing a gun as he drove a pickup truck through San Francisco's Pacific Heights neighborhood on Saturday. Around 10:30 p.m., officers learned someone was driving recklessly, doing donuts, and firing a gun.
Whee! Guess what I get to do?
At the scene, officers found spent shell casings, but did not receive any reports of injuries or damage from the shots.
Well, I hate to say it, but that's really how you do a drive-by.
Officers were eventually able to locate a pickup truck and driving the driver matching the description of the suspect and his vehicle in the first block of Grandview Terrace. Officers were able to safely arrest a driver on suspicion of negligent discharge of a firearm carrying a concealed weapon. It was a guy named Tyler Groh of San Francisco, and he remains in custody.
Going to go out for a drive and shoot my gun.
Gatorland in Orlando.
Oh, boy. Here's the next Netflix special.
Has found a unique way to make sure that guests practice social distancing when the park reopens amid the coronavirus pandemic. The park officials say that the, quote, social distancing skunk ape is the cousin of the elusive Bigfoot and knows all about keeping away from others. The social distancing skunk ape has already appeared in Gatorland's YouTube show called Gatorland Vlogs and its Facebook show, which is School of Croc.
Huh.
Gatorland says the character will be featured in park videos that encourage guests to stay 6 feet apart and to wash and sanitize their hands.
Do you remember the movie The Legend of Boggy Creek?
It sounds familiar.
That was supposed to be a skunk ape. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, one of those mythical skunk apes.
Officials say the social distancing skunk ape will also randomly appear in the park to meet and greet guests when they reopen. A Sydney, Australia man will face court after allegedly breaking into Australia's oldest museum and taking pictures, taking selfies with the dinosaur exhibit.
I was thinking of this. That's really night at the museum.
Yeah,
having the museum to yourself.
The man broke into the heritage-listed Australian Museum in Sydney, CBD, just after 1 a.m. on Sunday and was captured on cameras wandering around the exhibits for around 40 minutes. He was able to get up close and personal with the exhibits thanks to the lack of security guards and queuing patrons. Footage shows him casually strolling past a T-Rex skeleton and posing for photos with his head inside the mouth of a dinosaur skull. He allegedly stole a piece of artwork and a staff member's cowboy hat off a coat rack.
Oh, man.
Which he donned while leaving the premises.
Tex is going to be upset.
A man turned himself into a police station that afternoon, and he was arrested. In Florida, a man was caught on camera jumping into the Bass Pro Shops fish tank.
There's one at Cabela's, isn't there?
Oh, there's a couple of big ones. Yeah, really big, yeah.
And you do kind of get the urge.
The man is seen walking up the stairs and then diving into the fish tank. It's unclear who the swimmer is. Witnesses said the incident happened this past Sunday. The video of the incident was posted on Facebook. A statement from Bass Pro Shops reads in part, "This incident is illegal, dangerous.
I could jump off the high dive."
And highly discouraged. We work with law enforcement to investigate all individuals who personally attempt or are involved in such activity.
The bass must have been traumatized.
I would think so. And then finally, we'll end with this. Chinese media reports a woman identified only by her surname Zhao was left devastated after being dumped by her boyfriend of over a year. And to get back at him for cheating on her, she sent him 1 ton of red onions, which arrived on Saturday.
I'll show him.
Her intent was to make him cry, quote, as much as I did.
Because of the onions. Yeah, of course.
She was reportedly furious when her ex did not shed any tears after receiving the onions.
Son of a bitch.
Social media footage shows a truck making the delivery of onions, which he piled in front of the man's front door. She did. The ex later told a website that he broke up with Zhao due to her, quote, over-the-top behaviors. You think?
Yeah. She's not reinforcing that.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Police have expressed confusion about a mysterious body that was found by the side of a main road in North Queensland, Australia. Police responded to reports of what appeared to be a dead body wrapped in a blanket.
It's in Australia?
Yeah.
It seems to be a common thing, dead bodies with all the stuff they have there that can kill you.
It was about 7 a.m. They established a perimeter and temporarily closed the highway, but after a few hours of examination by forensics experts, the body was revealed to be a highly realistic sex doll named, according to her instruction manual, Naomi.
I bet Matilda.
But it took hours. I don't understand.
It's one of them there Naomi dolls.
They promised
I've heard.
They will continue investigating into the origins of the doll. Strangely, the crime scene also included splashes of what appeared to be animal blood and brain tissue.
So it seems like they were trying to make it look like a legit dead body.
Yeah, as well as two pieces of women's lingerie, a pair of men's underpants, one sock, and Naomi's user manual.
You can't leave the user manual.
Yeah, the nearest big city to discovery in Brisbane, some 10 hours away by car. That's where they think it might have come from.
Congratulations. You just purchased a Naomi doll.
Queensland
to
police.
To begin having fun, go to the first hole marked A.
Exactly. What do you need for? Queensland police posted an account.
Remove your genitals.
Of the bizarre discovery on their Facebook page, and several users speculated that leaving the sex robot on the side of the road was some sort of a prank or joke. In Pennsylvania, police say a Johnstown man is facing a slew of charges. This is a disturbing story. After attempting to light a 4-year-old on fire.
Whoa.
And, quote, burn the demon out of him. Josiah James McIntosh was arrested following a domestic disturbance incident at a residence. Upon arriving at the scene, police say they spoke to a man who told them that McIntosh attacked and threw a brick at him when he intervened with his attempt to harm the child. Police had added that they observed visible injuries to the man's left side as well as his head and ear area.
I always keep a throwing brick with me.
Officials say they then located the child, who was standing naked inside their residence and had gasoline poured on him and around him.
That could have been horrible.
Yeah, following a brief search of the neighborhood, police say they located McIntosh, whose smell of gasoline was in possession of a disposable lighter. He's being held in the Cambria County Prison. That's messed up.
There he is over there.
Hey! Stop him! And this was from last week, but I had to keep this in the bizarre file. A classic Looney Tunes cartoon plot played out in real life last week when a university professor shared a video of a real-life coyote chasing a roadrunner.
I saw it.
It was great.
There are less products from Acme, I noticed, but it was still very cool.
Michael Thomas Bogan, an assistant professor at the University of Arizona School of Natural Resources and the Environment, captured the drama on camera in downtown Tucson. He's saying, on camera, there is literally a coyote chasing a roadrunner. I can't believe it. That is a straight-up cartoon.
The one thing the roadrunner did, though, that the roadrunner in the cartoon never did, it took off.
It flew.
Yeah.
I just saw it running. I didn't see it fly away. I missed that part of it. The video didn't end with an explosion, someone falling off a cliff, or getting hit by an anvil, but it still went viral. Bogan says he's seen plenty of coyotes and Roadrunner on the river. He says, true to the Looney Tunes formula, the real-life Roadrunner escaped without a scratch, of course. Back on Boxing Day 2019, someone left an ash-filled urn with the word MOM inscribed on the front in a rental car that was dropped off at her London International at the London International Airport.
Oh man!
And nearly 5 months later, no one has come to claim the urn, and airport officials have widened their search for the rightful owner. The urn arrived at the airport on December 26 in a rental car. It was turned over to the airport officials, but there was no way to narrow down which car it was left in, or even which car rental company was involved. Airport officials thought that someone would come back for it, and when no one did, they tried to contact funeral homes in the London area to no avail.
You think that'd be the kind of thing you'd want to hold on to?
Yeah, the urn is in the shape of a heart, slightly larger than a palm, with the dates of birth and death on the back. It is inside a black gift box, so no one has retrieved it as of yet. And then we'll do one more story, and then we will wrap things up. Let's go with this one. 200 goats walking down the streets. Exactly what happened in the Silver Creek neighborhood of San Jose, California on Tuesday evening.
It was pretty cool.
A resident there says that the goats were clearing brush from the hill behind his house when they broke through a fence and went wandering through the neighborhood. That's a lot of goats.
And they're really kind of cool the way they move.
Yeah.
You know.
Videos have emerged of the goats being rounded up in the streets. Neighbors say that the animals feasted on potted plants and left a trail of droppings behind. Locals say that the goats are brought in to clear the brush a few times a year. For the last 15 years or so, it seems this is the only time that they've actually gone rogue. But they managed to get them.
The video is pretty funny because there's one goat that turns around and faces the crowd like, something's not right.
Right?
The one goat is onto it.
And there you go. That is what is in the Bizarre File this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.